The talk I gave last night about my experience of being coached, mentored and helped to become a much better golfer was important to me, because when I was thinking about it in advance, it gave me an opportunity to research once again the question of who taught me to play golf? Who had the biggest influence on me? I went looking for the links to John Burke. He doesn't have a Wikipedia entry, but he was an extraordinary man and an extraordinary teacher. His golf record is so good that if you were to draw up a list of maybe the 20 best golfers that Ireland has ever produced, it's possible that John Burke would be on the list if people thought of him. I gave a 7.5 minute talk about my experience of going to him for golf lessons when I was about 16. And after I gave the speech, there was a bit of time during which another person put together their thoughts for what I'd done well and what I might improve on if I were to give that speech again. And I'm going to play you now what that person, name is Larry, what he had to say as he evaluated my speech. And you'll also hear the voice at the very end of the person who was chairing the meeting, what comment she had to make after Larry finished speaking. This will give you a bit of an idea of what really does happen at a meeting of a Toastmasters club. In this case, particularly, a club called Toastmasters for Golf.
On a journey that I didn't expect, really. I was expecting something to relate to work or Toastmasters, but to bring us on a journey with a mentor in golf was quite interesting and quite appropriate for the audience that you were speaking to. So I think that's a good thing to do when you're talking to an audience. You have to relate to them. I like that part of. And that you went through a fascinating account of how the whole system worked. And you gave me a great picture of, I could see you standing in that shed with John Burke. And I could see the club in your hand and you're holding it there for ages. And he instructing you, yeah, move it slightly this way or that way. So you create a great picture for me in how you describe the various, and was it three lessons before you could hit the ball. So you give a great description of the qualities of a good mentor. And you were full of praise of him. So you give us plenty nuggets of information about the guy, that he was 11 times South of Ireland winner. He played for Ireland, etc., etc. So you create a great picture of a mentor. And I think that is important when you're selecting a mentor, that they have the qualities required to bring you to the next level. And I have a couple of recommendations. And you came straight out with saying your mentor was in a wheelchair. I would have held that back. I would have brought that in later on to give us a bit of a surprise. Here we were. You were being mentored. And then I'd say maybe halfway through the speech, then, and you know what, fellow listeners, this guy done all that coaching from a wheelchair, which was even more remarkable again. So I would have held off on that. And maybe explain a bit more about mentoring, what it is about, maybe the difference between a mentor and a mentee, just to give us a flavour of the different skills required. And maybe I would have also brought around to your parents. Your parents were to send you off mentoring, and then you actually won a cup. So it kind of justified the reason why they sent you, and they were happy that the money was well worth spent. So that was a great outcome from the mentoring that you got. So maybe bring them into it again, because they were there at the beginning. I would have brought them back in again. And you know what? My dad said, well done. And Dad, thank you for coaching, for sending me to a coach way back. So, but overall, Paul, I like your style. Maybe at times the flow was a bit, wasn't smooth. There was a period there where you were pausing for about 30 seconds. I was wondering what was going to happen. But overall, I enjoy your speeches. They're full of animation. The big trophy, your hands were just spread out. So you are super speaker in relation to your hand gestures, your voice variation, etc. So well done, and thanks very much for sharing that story.
Thanks a lot. And also thank you for your suggestions to improve the speech and for pointing out what was so well done, all the big gestures. Could you please give us 2 minutes timer so that everyone can again write something in the chat to our evaluators so that they also have a chance to grow with their role and he can point out what they have done very greatly and what they can look out for in the next time. Thank you.
I was delighted, and I must say the suggestion from Larry that I should hold back the information that John Burke was in a wheelchair when he gave me golf lessons, that's well worth considering. Well worth considering. And that's the whole idea, that your evaluator will give you something which is well worth considering. Meanwhile, back to the studio.